Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 12 states, "And I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people." God desires to walk with us, to be with us, to spend time with us. On the other hand, Satan would desire nothing more than for us to be distant from God. In Psalm 91, we are told that those who dwell in the shelter of God will remain in his shadow. Dwell, walk, stay by, seek him. If I remain close to God, I will be in his presence. That's obvious, but so often overlooked. The troubles in my life come from my desire to go it alone, to walk apart from God, and to thereby remove myself from the shadow of my Almighty Father. My choice of how and where I spend my time will matter. I need to make my priority today my time, time I spend with God and time I spend with those I love. I will not regret abiding in my Father's shadow. You see, Satan, he's stronger than I am. He's smarter than I am. He's older than I am. He doesn't fear me, but he fears God. And if I am in the shadow of the Almighty, Satan has no possible way to get me. If I am listening to God, then Satan has no way to destroy me, because I'm listening to God and God's word, and my obedience to him is all that is necessary to defeat the enemy. Now, if I have a distance from God and I'm not listening to God, I'm trying to do this life on my own, I'm going to be in trouble. The most important thing that I can do in life is seek the Lord with all my heart and all my soul and all my mind. In that process, I dedicate myself to being obedient to him, which means I love him, and Satan has no control over me whatsoever. That doesn't mean I won't suffer. Stephen certainly suffered, but Jesus stood at the right hand of the Father and welcomed him home. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego certainly had to suffer, but they went through it and got to talk about walking in a furnace the rest of their lives. You see, my goal is to stay in the shadow of the Almighty, not to be the Almighty, because I'm not. Satan fears God, but he doesn't fear me and he doesn't fear you. But he does fear that we're in the presence of God, minimizing his effect on us. In fact, he has no effect on us if we stay in the shadow of the Almighty. I'm Dave Wager, here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute, a ministry of Silver Birch Ranch. We invite you to check out those websites and see how we can serve you.